Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Monday, April 29, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from James 3. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. May God bless the reading of his word. Friends, very good to be with you for a new week of The Morning Five. Let's get to the news. First, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke on Sunday again, discussing the release of hostages in Gaza. The two leaders discussed the videos released last week of two Americans held hostage, as well as Biden's joint statement with leaders from 17 other countries urging Hamas to accept the terms of the ceasefire and a hostage deal. The Biden administration has made clear to its Israeli counterparts that it wants to see a clear and actionable plan on how they would protect civilians in Rafah. Israel appears to still be heading towards mass invasion of Rafah. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken is on his way to Saudi Arabia for urgent negotiations where he'll be trying to head off this invasion by bringing the hostage deal to a close. Second news item, there is a report, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, that U.S. intelligence has determined that Russian President Vladimir Putin likely didn't order the death of Alexei Navalny, the imprisoned opposition leader who died in February. U.S. officials blame Putin ultimately for the death, but no smoking gun has been found that Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death or directly ordered it. This is a significant news. U.S. President Joe Biden said Putin was ultimately responsible, but did not accuse the Russian president of directly ordering it, though there's been sort of open assumptions made by many that that he did. All right, the final news item, just a polling update. There's going to be a lot of conversation about this CNN poll showing former President Trump up 6 points in a head-to-head national general election contest against President Biden, 49-43. When third-party candidates are in the race, Trump is ahead by 9 points, with Trump getting 42%, Biden 33%, RFK Jr. at 16%. So that's a state snapshot of the state of the national race, according to this latest CNN poll. All right, that's your news for today. Let's close with prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today. Forgive us our sins and impositions on you as we are forgiving all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad. Because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, friends, thank you for joining me today. As always, the Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and we'll be with you tomorrow for another episode of the Morning Five.